sir.
Hi there. Thank you so much for holding, Gordon. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. And, of course, Lulu wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, because it is a brand new business, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Friday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's going pretty good.
Good, good. I'm really glad to hear that. And I do have your file here in front of me, Jordan. I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local pack, that map that pops up right near the top of the page when someone does a search, right?
Yes.
Of course. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something and don't know who to call. And for you, I mean, especially being that Peoria Handyman is a young company, that's pretty powerful. That's important because your potential customers will not need to already know the name of your business, but they'll certainly find you anytime they go on Google or go on Bing on their smartphone or computer or any device that accesses the internet. As long as they're in your service area and they're typing in keywords related to your service, if it's handyman, handyman near me, residential handyman, contractor, commercial handyman, we can get you found for commercial jobs too. Or even if they're typing in a specific service that you want to provide, we'll make sure that your business pops up in and around that 40-mile service area. Now, we don't draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found by both residential and commercial clients. If there's places even right around the corner that you don't want to go or get calls from, we just don't run your ads there. So it's really targeted. And, of course, the calls come directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Now, it's Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, etc. There's going to be a Facebook paid ad campaign as well. So let's say someone does that search, and then later on that day, later on that week, they just happen to be on their Facebook page in their downtime. You know those retargeting ads? They'll have Peoria Handyman pop up as one of those options that people see again. And they'll say, oh, yeah, I remember I saw him on the first page when I did my search the other day. And then they start thinking, oh, I should pick up the phone. I should give him a call. And they start clicking and looking on a website. I know you've got the Google business profile. You set that up on your own. That's perfect. That's ideal. That actually gives everything a head start because we would have otherwise had to do that for you. And of course, it does take some time. But it's kind of at this point like a digital business card, right? You are on Google, but people have to be looking for you specifically. They have to know the name of your company. And being a brand new company, obviously traditional word of mouth is not yet that reliable factor in bringing in consistent new work. Google, though, is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new customer that finds you on Google or Bing becomes someone who can use your services again for a different project and, of course, start recommending you to their friends and family. Now, there's not currently a website, though, for your business. Is that right?
No, I am in the process of
doing
it myself.
Good, you are? Okay. How far along in that process are you? Like, realistically, if you wanted to buckle down and crank out that website, how long do you think before it would be ready to be promoted online?
I've been super busy with the full-time job.
Exactly. I was just going to say, that's the response I get quite a lot. I mean, you want a website. You know you need a website. You know that a website's a great and powerful conversion tool. It lets people know you do what they're looking for. It gives you the opportunity to talk about your company, your services, your service area, put before and after photos on there. But, of course, you know, as a business owner, especially as a young business owner, new business, I mean, you've got a lot on your plate already. You know, you might not have time to complete that website. The reason that I was asking, though, is that we do, in fact, build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one. And for our very young companies, you would qualify for a reduced rate. And let's see, you're in May. You're kind of just right outside June, July, with it just being August. They'll always let me include a website at no cost for a business that's 3 months old or less, because, you know, obviously we don't expect our very young companies to already have a website. But man, you're right there. I mean, I think you're just barely across that 3 month threshold, or maybe not even. But I am just the same, going to run it past my supervisors. I'm going to let them know that, obviously you would do a website on your own if you had the time, but maybe we can do one for you. It takes us about 7 to 10 businesses. I am requesting that we include it at no cost, meaning the initial construction of the site would be included, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the site would be included. And like I said, a lot of the times they'll let me do a website at no cost because it means you'll be successful. It gives, again, the people the reasons to call you. That's the whole point, Jordan, not just to list you where people could see you, but to give them the reasons to pick up the phone. So we do want to have you have success right from the very beginning. Of course, it's month to month. Best part about it is you qualify for reduced pricing. That new in business rate is actually, and by far, the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's actually a savings of a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. And it's not like an introductory rate either. It's not ever going to balloon up on you later on, no matter how long you keep the service. So it's kind of like an assistance program just to make it more affordable for you. Again, like I said, especially as a young company, we want it to be affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work, use the tracking system that you'll have, because, of course, your success is our success. And, you know, keeping clients on board for the long term, that's how we've been able to keep our doors open for almost 20 years. We started in 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. So you'd be looking at a reduced rate, not the normal cost of that platinum package, which I think is perfect for your 40-mile radius, but that would be $599. I'm going to take it all the way down to $249. It is Friday, which is actually the best day for our company anyway, to get something like this going. Our supervisor's always in a good mood. He's got a young daughter. He does tend to like to end the day early on Friday, so I'm trying to fill this position if I can as quick as I can. So you'd be looking at $249 as an exact amount. You save $350 each and every single month. Like I said, it is month to month, but as long as you choose to keep the service, it would be that flat rate. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So, you know, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, it would just be that flat rate. So if I could, in fact, get that website included at no cost, Jordan, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
So had you guys called me a couple days ago, uh-huh. I'd be really interested. Uh-huh. I just got signed up with Angie.
Oh, okay.
To do lead generation.
Sure. Yeah. So let me ask you this, because it sounds like it's the budget, right? I don't think that, you know, you'd be taking this call if you couldn't handle more work. I don't think you would have reached out to Angie and gotten that started if you weren't looking to grow the business and take on more work. So it sounds like maybe it's just the cost that would hold you back, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to overbook myself, so.
Yeah, gotcha.
I just want to one step at a time.
Two things to consider is that, of course, the two of them don't conflict, right? You can be paying for leads and still be a top option on that first page. The other thing is that you can pause either service or both, right? You end up getting more work than you can take on. I know you can pause your Angie leads, and the same with us. If you get more work than you can handle, you pause the service. We don't charge you when it's paused. We don't take anything down either, but of course we don't continue to update and optimize things. I know with Angie too, you either paid like a membership fee for the annual membership, and then you pay for every lead coming your way, or you might have like paid like, I don't know, someone said $750 for $1,000 worth of leads, and they might have said that they were waiving your annual membership fee. But whatever it was, you did plunk down a chunk of change, and I get that, right? And I also get that your advertising dollars are not like growing on a tree in the backyard, right? So is it just you? Is it just you doing the work? You don't have a helper?
Yeah, it's just me.
issue. Perfect. Okay, so that gives me a better idea of your needs. I mean, obviously, we wouldn't want to inundate you with more work than you can take on. The reason I was suggesting that platinum package is because of that 40-mile service area. But if you're not looking to conquer the world, at least not just yet, you know, we could do a local campaign. It might be for maybe 20 or 25 miles. It doesn't have the Facebook ads, but it's also just $199, right? So it's a lot more affordable. Still comes with the website and all the other directories. You'd be on the first page of Google and Bing. There just wouldn't be that Facebook component to it. But like I said, you know, it doesn't conflict with Angie's. I do have clients that started out with a lead-based service, even single owner operator businesses, small companies like yours. What most of them do, big or small, most of my clients, and I think most business owners, prefer to get calls directly to them instead of paying for leads, because it is a shared lead system that you've got. And Thumbtack is the same way, Networks, CraftJack. You pay for a lead and the same lead goes to a couple few of your competitors. So you're chasing down that same potential client. You're kind of in a bidding war. And you don't know what anybody else is going to price them at. So sometimes you don't get that job, but you still pay for that lead. With this, so it's completely different. We work exclusively with you for your services and area. And like I said, I mean, especially at that reduced rate, if we do a website at no cost, I mean, that's going to mean that we'd be providing our service below what it would cost us in the first month, just as an opportunity to earn your business, knowing long-term if you keep the service for at least a few months, it makes sense for everyone. Now, I know that $199 is a little bit more budget-friendly, and being that you're not looking to take on too much more work, and especially, you know, I don't expect you to stop using Angie right away, although a lot of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on those leads. You know, they keep them paused, or they cap them at a lower amount. Would that $199, I mean, would that be something that would make more sense for you, a better fit for your business at this point?
I'd have to think about it, truthfully.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, and have you started getting any leads at all or had a chance to follow up with the leads you're getting from Angie?
I literally just signed up for, like, yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Accepted.
Yeah. Super new, brand new company, brand new advertising campaign. Well, you know, obviously your advertising dollars need to make money for you, right? The return on investment is always the most important part of that ROI equation. Of course, as a young company and a small business, the investment part is pretty important too. You know, what you're spending is still important to you, but of course, every dollar that you spend on advertising does have to come back on you multifold, right? You need to see that return. Well, I do hope that the Angie's hits home runs for you. Honestly, I hope you get work from it. Whether you end up loving it, hating it, or somewhere in between, like I said, this and that are completely different. You could still be on that first page and maybe keep using Angie's. I'm going to follow up with you a couple of weeks down the line just to check in and see how Angie's is working out for you. Might be better timing for you too to get something like that started. We can always do the Facebook campaign or, you know, no Facebook ads. It really would depend on your needs at that point and what your budget would allow. But I'll definitely check back in with you. I think you'd be an excellent candidate for this. And also, I've been doing this long enough to remember long before it was Angie Leads or Home Advisor powered by Angie. It was just Home Advisor. About 10 years ago, it was called Service Magic. It's the exact same company. And I've talked to a lot of business owners over these many years that have used that service. Not everyone sees success, but I do hope that you do. And I appreciate your time. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the weekend. Like I said, I'll follow up with you in a couple of weeks just to see how things are going for you.
Cool.
All right. I appreciate your time today. You take care. Have a good one, Jordan.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot.